Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sibcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
What is...
Nothing much.
Oh, yeah? What have you been up to all day?
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
It's unsettling.
It really is.
It really is. It's quite toxic. Actually, I've been preparing myself the last few days.
Have you?
Yes. For a sojourn, if you will. I don't think that word gets used enough because I think it would get...
It really
I
doesn't. Honestly, used it I'm going to go ahead and give that one to you. I agree.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's my gift to you.
Yeah, Seattle.
Yeah, what?
I'm driving to Seattle.
Oh, that's happening?
Yeah, I'm going to leave on like the 25th or so on account of there's a...
Wait, what car are you driving?
The Honda.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Mom's going to be here, so you can't drive her car.
No, certainly not.
That's awesome. Yeah. Tell us more.
I would if you would stop crinkling for just a second.
I can't. My snack is crinkly.
You made that very clear. Your point is understood.
Okay. My apologies.
I don't think you mean it. I don't believe you.
I don't.
Apology not accepted.
I actually don't.
Apology eaten.
Okay.
So all my stuff, my shit, if you will, to use a technical term, is...
Yeah, my shit.
Is in Seattle in a storage space. It has been for like my shit is a has been for sure. in a storage space that I rented out like 3 or 4 years ago now, I think probably. It's been that long.
Wow, was it really that long?
It has been. Well, because it was when Rowan broke up. It was probably a few months or so after that. I had a bunch of stuff that I had to store, and so I put it in there. And when I started renting it, it was $50 a month. Now it's $106. So,
oh my goodness, look what they did there.
Well, rent has just gone up. Like, it's not, they don't, I've looked on their website. That's how much it is to buy it, to rent a new storage unit this size now. Like, it's just, that's how much prices have increased.
There is some sort of like, wow.
No, I thought that same thing too. I was like, this is how they get you. But it's like, no, the prices are that much more 3 years later. I mean, because of real estate, I guess, probably.
Yeah, sure.
So,
I'm sure they have their reasons.
Yeah, so I'm paying $100 a month just to keep stuff sitting there. That's not really worth it. All that stuff is totaled.
No, it's not.
Like, I could have replaced it 100 times over by now, probably.
Really?
Some of it, though, like a bunch of CDs and stuff like that from Rowan I couldn't replace. So, I don't know. It's the point is that I'm going to finally... This ends now! I'm going to Seattle to excommunicate.
That's exciting. Does anybody know you're
shit.
Going?
I'm telling select people. I'm not announcing it on Facebook.
Good.
Because I just don't want everybody to be like, oh, you didn't come see me? I've done that before.
You don't
before.
Want the
paparazzi. Well, no, I've done that before where I'm like, I'm in town. And then everybody who you don't see feels bummed and like they've been snubbed. So I'm just not going to tell anybody. And whoever I see, then they get to see me. Surprise. Hey. And there's...
You get to.
There's a few folks that I'm hitting up who I'm going to make it a point to talk to. But for the most part, pretty covert just to get my stuff. And, buy some weed, of course. But on my way out there, what spurred this along, what was almost just basically a sign that I could not deny, was that the 27th of this month is the Denver Cannabis Job Fair.
Nuh-uh.
So it was like, well, I was already talking about going and getting all my stuff out of my storage unit at the end of this month. It's kind of a New Year's resolution. I can just take care of it at the beginning of the year. And, I just time it. So I leave on, like, the 25th. I'll get to Denver, I think, with enough time. Like, if I leave in the morning on the 25th, I should be there.
Oh, you're coming, like, you're not going across. You're coming, like, down and then up.
I don't know. I guess. I haven't looked that far ahead.
Or, like, across, I guess.
I'm going to Denver. So I'll be there for the...
JC goes to Denver. Let's write a book.
Yeah. It's like...
The kid's book. He's got to get weed.
Yeah, exactly. It's a book about drugs, but for kids. Nobody buys it, except stoners.
No. Well, it's funny because...
I don't buy it. I do, man.
Well, Everett the other day, was yesterday. They were watching Undercover Boss. I love that show.
I don't.
And apparently, it was a pizza place. Imagine that. And when the pizza delivery guy got there, he said, you know, it's obviously undercover. And he said, I typically, some people ask me if I want to come in and smoke weed. And I say yes. And I'm just like, oh, I love Everett's like over here, like, you know, letting me know. He's like, okay, so here's the thing. So he like actually sat down and smoked pot with him. I'm like, how do my kids know this? The culture is just, it's not that it's bad. Because I understand, especially for medicinal purposes, et cetera, et cetera. It just, it's so funny that how young kids are now know about it.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's weird because we are all still deprogramming, even ourselves. Like
it is. It takes, yeah,
we,
exactly.
We're coming out of the, like, even we were, like I said, I think from a lot of momentum, you know, like from the generation before. It's just, we inherited this kind of stigma about marijuana, despite the fact that most people in our generation are open to it and even use it at some point. So I don't know. I think that is, we're all, it's going to be the new kind of culture clash, like at least the one that sticks, because I don't think the music is as good as ours was.
Children do not need to be smoking out. Like,
exactly.
That's not the point.
But and I think that they'll know that. It's just that we have to, it's creepy to see our kids know that so early, but that's what it takes is for them to, because it's going
to
be ubiquitous soon enough.
You have to have an open dialogue.
They're going
to
see,
you can't be so stuck.
Kids are
going to
smell something that smells really weird, and they're going to be like, what's that smell? And you can't just hide it from them, because that's when you create the bigger problems.
Oh, yeah.
The hiding.
The mystery. You don't sit here and not talk about it. You don't sit here and make it mysterious and like risky.
I mean, To enforce an abstinent mindset, it seems to always require dishonesty. Like, and that gets you nowhere.
Ooh, look at you.
Well, and that also leads me into another thought that I had about news in particular. I've seen this opinion espoused a few times that people, again, in our generation, to connect with us requires humor and levity. We need things to be taken light in order to take them at all. And I would say that's just a human characteristic.
Yes, that's how you take the pills.
That's a human characteristic. We always have responded to that. That's not a young thing. The thing that these articles, like you'll see them. I just saw a new one today. I've seen one in the last few years. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They pop up every now and then pointing out that like more young people just watch The Daily Show for their information and stuff like that. And it's not that. It's not the humor. This is what they're missing. And I think it's from the writer's perspective, they're not keyed into this, and perhaps we similarly might be cued in incorrectly to marijuana use amongst the younger kids now, is that, and I'm just speculation, but the point I'm making is that it's transparency. Transparency is humor. To be funny has to be honest. That's always been the case. That's why it pisses people off. And that's why you find humor around truth, and that's basically called transparency.
Absolutely.
Like the Daily Show will make light of things. They'll make jokes. They'll make you laugh as much as I might laugh.
But you're also educated in the
Fox
middle of it.
But they couch it in irony, in humor. They say we are poking fun of it. We are not taking it seriously, and that's why
you don't have to either. Like, just you can take it however you want. You can digest the information however you want. But it is easier to take something like when it's a joke, like when Aunt and I get into an argument, or like later we're like still kind of miffed about it, and we're not talking, but we're just kind of like, you know, mulling it over, processing, and then like he'll make a joke. And he'll be like, so, you know, are you sure
I think
load the dishwasher correctly? You know, making a joke that I do it better, you know.
Maybe I only...
And it is easier to take when you're coming down out of something to inject some levity and humor. And that way it's not so serious all the time, because you got to get out of it.
Well, you'll go insane. Like
serious.
If someone just, if you're just found out, I would say the most landed morbid jokes per capita is in the doctor's office after a diagnosis of cancer has been delivered.
No!
It's probably like, because that's perfect. You're right at the edge of death, and you might as well just say something funny, and it lands, because everyone's like, well, shit, what else can I do but laugh? Because it's close to crying. So, they are too. You see people cry with laughter, cry with joy, and laugh with sadness. Like, those two are very close, and I think that's why. Maybe that's the reason why what?
Yeah, the range of this range.
Like, I think it's just a teeter totter with hilarity at one end and sadness and melancholy at the other.
But I think it's the people who don't understand that balance, who take just life so seriously about everything. That's where we are. That's where people are taking everything so literal.
They're following the litrail to falsehood, to the falsehood. Ha!
Ah!
Instead of the neighborhood.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
in the hood.
The hood, wearing hooded cloaks. Do you think that if black people started wearing hooded cloaks rather than hoodies, that people would mistake them for magical wizards rather than thugs? I'm putting that out there.
Very like very very like Robin Hood men in tights esque.
Check your cloak.
Check your cloak.
You better check
what
your.
What are you hiding
you
under
better
that
check
cloak?
Your privileged cloak.
And then they're like these are my D&D cards.
Yeah. This is this is level 5 fire.
More wizard like.
I have a cloak of invisibility. You can't see me.
If they made a Harry Potter with all of the characters in their own like one with just black people, one with just Asians, one with just like Mexicans, like all Harry Potter but different diversity, and just be like, "See? You could do that if you want." Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen eventually in
to make everybody happy, so you can have your black Oscars and your Asian Oscars.
Well, yeah, no, that's like it's going to be separate but equal again, and that's how we're going to get back to everyone being with. Turns out integration, it's a lie. It can't happen. We all hate each other too much. Go back to separate but equal. Everyone will divide each other by continent. The blacks, of course, get Africa. The white people, of course, we get like Canada and North America. I will have to share it with the Spanish in the South, but I think we can chill. We all like weed. We're good with that.
A lot of us can't go south.
Everybody likes weed.
A little too tan, a little too much skin.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. So we'll just have to all have to burrow up in some Arctic cave, but that's okay. At least I won't be getting skin cancer. Yeah, I feel like that's like in 100, 200 years, maybe a millennia, we'll just have a rainbow of people living separately. Like, you'll just look at Earth and it'll be a beautiful racist rainbow.
Oh, what? We can only hope. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, okay, so speaking of cancer.
Clearly visible through the pristine atmosphere.
So I was watching the Kardashians, and they did, like, a DNA test and to find out, like, what cancers and stuff that they're susceptible
and
to.
And Kardashian was like, my husband is in the DNA. He was and before he went into a coma.
Stop. He's actually walking again. Anyway. So they're trying to figure out what cancers. If you had the ability, like, to send in,
wait,
like,
is he walking
sample,
again? That's the news story. Let's go on to that next. So, but yeah, go on.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Anyway. Apparently you can get DNA tested and find, like, your genomes and the cancers that you're susceptible to, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, it doesn't mean that if you clear negative and that you're fine, you're not going to get it. It just means that you don't have, like, there's certain genomes and things, strands in your DNA that you can get genetically that makes you way more predisposed.
One step closer to Gattaca
cancer.
Or Idiotica. It's going to be Gattaca meets Idiocracy is whatever is going to be the future. Good. Just a bunch of people who don't know how to sort genomes.
Well, would you, like, if you wanted to know, like, what you were more susceptible to, would you do it?
I think I don't know. You can do that. I think that Gattaca.
I know. What would you do?
Well, I'm answering that question.
Oh,
Gattaca
didn't sound like
attempts
it.
To attempts to explore, plumb the depths of that notion. Is what does science tell us about our humanity? What can it tell us? How accurate can it be? Because there are unknowns throughout life. So many unknowns.
So many like ninja stars that just come flying through that don't make sense.
Yeah, I might at most do it as an experiment, but if I had to go to a hospital or clinic to do it,
like,
I probably wouldn't. Because I don't trust
hospitals. In the show,
you do it over the internet.
Yeah.
Probably in real life.
They can do like a saliva swab or they can.
I don't know. I think that my point would be that listen to your body, because there are things that happen that you'd have to get tested like every day, which maybe we will. There's futuristic movies, renditions where you get in a bioscanner at the beginning of every day. And
that
it checks for everything.
So cool. So I'd be like, oh, today you're low on vitamin C, vitamin A, potassium. And it's like, okay, I'll go take care of that.
I don't think it's possibly is the right word. I think definitely is appropriate to say we'll have something like that in the future. It's just a matter of time.
And
however,
it's on your iPhone.
As of right now, I think our technology is limited such that it's better to develop a fine-tuned sense of self
first,
and to focus on your diet and health and kind of listen to your own self. I think similar to the story or the misrepresentation of Avatar, the movie. I was a little bit offended by that movie because it told a story of technology was the way for humans to commune with the planet. Like, that was our church. It painted science and technology as a religion, kind of, and a spiritual way of life, whereas the aliens somehow were able to commune with the planet naturally, and they were separate from us and apart from us. And that goes to show you once again how we externalize sort of our own self-esteem, self-opinion.
Self-amima.
But actually, I want to say it is not a pronounced meme. It's a pronounced a meme. And I will show everybody. Yes, sir. So, what was I saying? Something about, just develop a more holistic and natural, for now, as technology, as the bits and bytes and pixels and paxels and Paxtons, Bill Paxtons make Twister sequels with pixels, high
he
def
really
pixels,
does need to, though.
Squixels, squeaksels. Squaggles. As we are able to more accurately define a sine wave with pixels, then maybe someday we'll be able to scan and have technology that'll accurately take into account all the variables. But as of now, there isn't anything. You still have to use your brain. I'm sorry to say, there's no calculator to solve this problem yet.
You have to use Common Core right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Ew. I don't think the outcome will be good, but we're gonna have.
When
to
you
see.
Say Common Core, it's like the mental equivalent of like an unpleasant like lunch burp, you know. But at night, when you taste the half digested lunch from earlier, or the mostly, and she's like, you said Common Core, and I had like the brain fart, brain burp.
Like your body doesn't know like what face to make.
Yeah,
and you can't really control what it is making.
You were just talking to someone, possibly in a meeting or something, and all of a sudden you just made like a poopy face.
Yes, that's like when kids go when they're in their diapers and they go in a corner and poop, but they still make eye contact.
Just maintain eye contact. So about that portfolio, Bill. Don't worry. Go on. I'm still listening. I'd like you to have those figures. I'm a deaf by the morning.
You have to like really push down like your chin.
That was good. Now about those figures on my desk tomorrow morning sharp. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. More of that. Yeah.
Yep. So what else?
Well, there's plenty of news stories. I just recently realized that in the USA Today, that there are entire sections where something happens in each state, and I really like that. I find that wildly interesting.
That's nice. You know what else?
I can tell you what happened in it.
Alabama.
Oh, that's at the beginning.
Someone got BF.
In Montgomery, Alabama, exactly 157 people stepped on a truck scale and broke the Guinness World Record.
Thank you, Alabama.
Thanks, Alabama.
At least nobody got shot.
Name another state. I got another one for you.
Transylvania.
That's not a real state.
Alberta.
No, it's not Canada. United States.
Croatia.
Jason.
Hawaii.
That's fine.
Alaska.
Hawaii.
Delaware.
In Lahoo, Kauai County is looking at solidifying rules on rentals. Six illegally operating single-family transient vacation rentals have been closed outside.
Kentucky.
The visitor destination area so far this year. That means the people were living there illegally, transiently.
Arizona.
Good job, Jason.
California.
No.
Apparently that is the way it's said. That's why he said it that way. People made fun of Schwarzenegger. I'd like to see all you assholes say Schwarzenegger, huh?
Schwarzenegger.
Without being racist.
Schwarzenegger.
Without accidentally, like, reflexively being racist. Say Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger. Ah, shit.
Yeah, shit.
It happens every time.
That's, we did that in a Sipcast not too long ago. It's so funny. It's so easy to do.
Yeah. It's so easy to be racist.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I was just saying one of my favorite movies. Well, then,
yeah, look at this. Hey, Meta. It's so easy to be racist because racist is true because in a million years or a thousand years, we will all be living on our own colored continents. So truth is funny and funny is racist and racist is true and rock, paper, scissors. Truth, racist, funny.
Do you like my silly circle?
I did it. I think I hurt my finger while I was proving my point.
It sounded like you might have hurt your finger.
I was proving it. I was pointing my point. I hurt my point.
Okay, so you're driving.
I hurt my own point while proving my point.
To get to Seattle, and then when you get to Seattle, how long do you plan to stay?
Well, when I'm in Denver, I'm going to be at the job fair blinging out all these products. I'm putting together like a like you hear this, crinkling. This crinkling. Oh. That's literally the sound of prototypes. I've got a stack of prototypes of
Make
packaging
sure you
sitting
email
next
those
to me.
To yourself so that
Look
you
at
have,
these.
So
I got like this sound.
Those are yours.
This is me hitting together more stuff that I put together. These are more materials that you can hear.
Jason.
You don't know what they are, but these are like no, literally. I'm not trying to make the sound like I'm jerking off. Like, look at this. Listen to this, guys.
That sounds so gross.
Nice. I am a Foley expert, a Foley artist. You will start to see. You'll start to experience a whole new dazzling world of song and wonder underneath Layard. What? Underneath, I won't even use sound effects anymore. They'll all be live.
You don't have to.
So I've got a bunch of stuff that I'm going to be showing off. Going to be pimping the Hashpape brand.
Wow. What's your brand?
Hashpape.
Nice.
Yep. I've had that for a few years.
You have the website, right?
Well, I have hashpape.com and all that, but websites are a little bit more of a different arena with the release of all the other domain extensions like the .wang, .loser, .getalife, .killyourself, all those. Just suggestions that I've put into there. I have that, but you know,
that's
I just got.
That's going to be a veritable like feast for you. But well, hey, you're we'll just see. Gonna I'm going to go there and just be like, I don't have to do it. So my
mom bought me a blazer, so I have a new blazer to wear.
Oh, I heard that because I had to help you get the pimp on for cold.
Oh yeah, that's right. So connect
I was
that circle.
Involved.
Yeah.
You
so it's a nice blazer.
Did you get yourself a good pair of shoes, Jace?
I've got my boots that are nice.
Good,
like
you got a good pair of pants.
Yeah, well, I'm going to wear jeans, so I'm going to wear some nice dark jeans.
They're going to have to be some good jeans.
They'll be nice dark jeans. They'll look nice.
I'll wash them.
I will not have wet myself, most likely. I can't guarantee.
Until you get there, you get pretty nervous.
I can't guarantee I won't have shat myself. It depends.
Ooh, I get it.
Ha! Yeah, So I'm gonna try to get a job there or start a company. I don't know, one or
but,
the other.
Wait, when do you get to Seattle?
Later.
Get your
stuff? Well, see, that's a you know after the job fair. So that's on the 22nd, 27th rather. And you know, if I'm not a whirlwind success and someone doesn't just like give me the keys to a penthouse, provided that doesn't happen, then I'll just leave to Seattle after, get my shit, spend a few days there. Most likely crashing with friends and whatnot. Just I don't have any time length set on it. However, if I think about it, it'll be 3 or 4 days there, so I might not have much time at all to stay there because I don't know. I haven't really told Domino's how much time I need off, but I've told them that
you just say indefinitely, but I'll be back. Yeah. Wait for me.
Yeah. So I guess actually I haven't told them. So I could. I just told Domino's like, yeah, don't wait up. Don't hold your breath.
Don't wait. Like, don't leave the light on for me.
Don't quit your day job.
Okay.
Don't stop believing.
Don't.
Don't.
You better be able to sipcast on the road.
Oh, yeah. We'll do some of that.
You're going to have to.
Roadcasting. So,
we can call it that. Be like, welcome to the official roadcast.
Oh, that's probably already a podcast.
No, I'm not saying we start a new one. I'm just saying, like, we, like, say that.
Oh.
Just like...
I think we already both did.
But
technically.
Like later, but, like,
oh,
later.
Okay, again.
Right
you mean you want to say... We'll say it again later.
Yeah, because we're, like, at our homes right
I will,
now. So
I'm
going to
put
like,
that...
No.
I'm going to put that in my schedule for later. So, going to get all my shit from... And talk to Justin, possibly, about Hashpape and Poplar, which is another brand that I have that is a thing that
What's
is one of the ideas. Huh?
What'd you say?
Poplar.
Poplar?
Poplar, yes.
Poplar?
Poplar.
Pot. Plar?
Pop. Polar.
Popolar?
Popolar.
I like that.
Papillion.
Caterpillar.
Yeah.
That'd be a cute name. Caterpillar. No, Caterpolar.
Caterpolar bear?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be an adorable polar bear.
Oh, that'd be so cute!
That'd be the most adorable. Why isn't there a caterpolar bear with the humanity?
Oh, I love it all!
Nice.
Yes! Oh my goodness.
Nice. High five.
All the cute things came in my mind.
Oh, I'm going to splice those together. It's going to be a combined high five.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Technically a high 10, because that's, 10 fingers total, so,
Well, that's 20 for if the two of us are
20.
There.
10.
Like, to make your sound and then make my sound.
I don't know.
Had to use 10.
Well, how are the other five accounted for during a high five? Are those just ancillary, auxiliary?
Maybe.
Just on the radio? Are they like in the on the side, just swinging bats, getting warmed up?
Yeah.
Is that like my fist is shaking off to the side while I'm high fiving people? It's like, why is your fist shaking?
Just down there, just like.
Why is your fist shaking? It's just warming up. Just in case.
Like a dog when they're super excited that you're home and they wiggle their butt and they can't wait to jump. Like your hands over there like.
No, it would be good actually if we all learned to have like that the trailing five just in case, how the first five
just
misses.
Just in case.
If you both have the trail five and then you always have that like emergency, it's like an emergency catch or something.
It's like having your bitch hand warmed up. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Gotta have it warmed up in the holster.
Yeah, I just warmed my bitch hand up on some children's faces.
No.
Rapid fire. What do you think John and Kate plus eight, like, they probably wore themselves out around some kids.
They can't even get to, the sixth one. They're like, oh.
Yeah, just slap. You fifth,
you
slap the sixth,
one.
And then a sixth, slap the seventh, and so on.
And then seven, eight, nine.
Yep.
Don't eat your brother.
Reminds me of Futurama when Mom of Mom Corp slaps her kids like the tri slap all at once.
I bet she loved it.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't even seen it, so you're just gonna have to describe it.
All right, so
and go.
Segue.
Oh.
Two. Mm-hmm. I don't have. I didn't interject this anywhere else relevant. So I'm just gonna say it.
You just have to say segue.
During this whole this whole argument about capitalism versus socialism, I kind of discovered something interesting. I
I love it already. That
currency itself is socialist, is it not?
That depends. What does socialist mean?
Well, the idea.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Well, it's not a bad. Oh, we'll start with that.
Yeah.
The idea of socialism in general, I think, is that there's a shared. It's not shared. I mean, I think it is described this way in certain versions, sharing assets or sharing it's sharing responsibility. That's
sharing
it.
Ass.
That's
sharing ass.
Sharing ass. Sharing gas, grass, and ass. So
and
that we
class.
All.
With all class.
So we all can get to where we need to go and get our rocks off and get high.
Kick back on.
Back on the road, the track. What was I saying?
Socialism.
Oh, yeah, money. Is
money.
It. Like, socialism is, I think that it's just a shared control of certain aspects of production and things. So, just, I don't know if I'm using the wrong.
So, sharing is
caring. Yes, exactly. And we all teach our kids to share, and we teach ourselves in 1,000 years to stop sharing, I guess. So, we're in some weird
stop doing
area
that.
Here.
Stop touching it. Stop.
Stop. You stop it. Get away from
it. Don't touch it. It's not going to fly off. Stop touching it.
Ah.
Oh, hold on. Socialism, a theory or system of social organization that advocates the vesting of the ownership and control of the means of production and distribution of capital, land, etc., and the community as a whole.
Yeah, I was remembering some of the buzzwords that are defining of it. Mm-hmm. So I think I was on the right definition.
You got it.
Pretty much got it. So it's not so much owning things, it's owning production and making sure, or overseeing production, making sure that capitalism doesn't get out of control. So it's really just...
Yeah, like it says here, in Marxist theory, the stage following capitalism and the transition of a society to communism, characterized by the imperfect implementation of collectivist principles.
Yeah, so the idea is that the idea is the same as society itself. It's like, we live together, we can't all do everything that we want all the time. We have to respect each other's boundaries, we have to empathize, we have to realize that some people are douchebags and do stupid things and they have to be kept in check.
Is that
And that's why the overseeing of production, just making sure that nobody goes douchey with
but
production.
But who's in charge?
Democracy is in charge, hopefully. Hopefully the people, the people's voices. Democracens. Hopefully their voices are voices are heard, and what most people want is what happens, ideally, like in a perfect world.
That would be so great if we could all just get along and hold hands.
Well, and also, I mean, to that end, though, sometimes there is mob mentality that gets out of control. So, again, it's not always a perfect answer. But, and capitalism is obviously the pursuit of gains
via fun.
Capital. Yeah, fun and getting more. And it's we all know what capitalism is. So, but socialism is a very empathetic, very socially conscious ideal. And capitalism...
But unless you're Hitler, you can't get millions of people to just listen.
Sure. I'm glad that you sided with Hitler in this argument.
No, I'm saying...
Devil's advocate,
I'm
Katrina,
not siding with anybody.
No,
I'm saying trying to get everybody to agree on anything and listen is near impossible. I can't even get all four of my kids to obey and listen all at once.
A very good point. So that requires socialism once again.
I need to socialize my kids.
You need to... Yeah, socialize your kids into socialism, which means you understand another person's point of view, and you don't need to make it, you don't need to change it, you don't need to buy it, you don't need to misrepresent it.
I don't like them gays. They don't get to be gay.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
You don't get to be a transmission.
That is like, you could almost describe the two halves, like the socialist and capitalist, like the people very much play those puppets or they play those parts. So my point is that for capitalism to survive or to thrive in the way that it has, to in a system where trades and transactions are so facilitated
and everyone has to be honest and use a sense of humor and be clear.
Well, no, that everybody I'm just talking about literally money is that you just have to have a currency. It has to be agreed upon what this currency is worth,
so
what its exchange rate is.
That's your currency, is your body.
No, I'm not talking about that. Okay. My point is, would you give me a sec, please?
Okay.
is that money and currency are a facilitator of... you really derailed me. Give me a sec. A facilitator of this... fuck, hold on. I got to gather myself. That really... My brain does this, and I gotta admit, it's annoying when it happens. I really want to, like, yell at people when it happens.
I know, yeah, yell at other people. Do you know what's happening in my brain?
No, I want to say, shut the fuck up.
Oh,
sorry.
You can say that to me, that's fine.
All right,
fine.
Anyway.
I mean, don't, but like,
I mean, I don't mean to, but it's how my brain feels.
But you can't.
So,
but
just
don't.
Being honest, everybody. Yeah. Anyway. These are the turmoils that happen. Yeah. Like how I can be so serious and
look
funny at the
Jay-Z.
Same time.
Look inside Jay-Z.
Don't know what's going on.
It's his balance.
Anyway. Money itself, you have to agree on what it's worth.
Yes.
And that it is worth anything. Yes. The gold standard is gone, but now we still agree that it's worth something. And you have to have a social empathy for money to be worth anything. So for capitalism to exist as it does in such monolithic forms, it needs socialism. The very fabric of capitalism is socialism, is my point. The way I see it, anyway.
Yeah. No. I see the train that you're riding on.
Yep.
Yeah. I hear you. So I like your explanation. I think analogies help, and I think putting it into crude layman terms, but also putting emotion, because you're right. I think so many people think of a word and a society, and it's like the reason that things get so mucky and complicated is because there is human emotion and people and thoughts and free will and all this lack of understanding and this like surplus of understanding and yada yada yada.
Yeah.
Everybody's special and like it's
I think I characterized it in a previous episode, which was that. Or if I hadn't, then I'll do it now.
We should call
it
epidudes.
Nice. That's not bad. They're already epidodes, but epidudes is one step. I might just start doing that.
So
actually.
Cute.
Actually, it's probably going to happen. Epidudes.
It's already happening.
It has happened. welcome to the first epidude of the Sidcast.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What was I saying before epidudes? That mm-hmm. the two halves. See, sometimes I do it to myself, and I can't yell at anybody for that.
You can still yell at yourself. Shut the fuck up!
Yeah, this is why I want to make the iPhone app JC next to Siri, so that I can just do it to other people so they understand. is the two halves of our political dialogue are more accurately, I think, described as overcomplicators and oversimplifiers.
Yes. Imrun.
So, yeah, people who see things too basically and see them too
verbosely. That's super good. That's good.
Good that someone really wants to get in on this conversation.
They really did.
They're like, I want to get in on some of this.
Ooh, I can feel it.
I'm calling them up.
Ken Mai also has.
I want has. I was bored. My conversation has stagnated.
I don't has as my own. Can I has yours?
Can I borrow?
Can I share? Can we make this socialistic? Are you trying to do share again? Stop. Stop. I wish I could do stuff like that with my voice. That's so funny.
Well, you have to just join a metal band for 5 years.
Is that it?
And you can do anything with it. Really, I think it is. I didn't have this range. I mean, I had the potential for it, but...
Oh, you've always had the potential.
You know why? I think that's another thing, too. I literally don't think my face would look the same either, because you don't know, like, people... I talk frequently, and I
yes, you do.
I mimic poopy faces all the time. All the time. But I think that there's a singing face, too, or a metal face, like vocalists. Mm-hmm. And, like, similar, I think trumpet players probably, wind instrument players. Their faces will have a certain look to them because of the musculature that builds up. Mm-hmm. So from singing metal for a while, I think I have, like, I don't know. I don't think face muscles go away. I think they just kind of become your face.
They just become stronger.
Like, my face just changed. I think it looks different
than
it would have.
Your face, like, hulks out.
Yeah, it just, I don't know, looks more used or something. It's like a well-used leather glove, a baseball mitt. Nice face. Baseball face. Mitt face.
Mitt Romney.
Mitt face Romney.
All right, you ready to pitch this up?
Turds.
Burgers.
I'm gonna pitch one off. That was the countdown.
Oh. Yes.